This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday to you in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. What's got your attention? What have you been keeping up with?
Patrick Creighton.
In this, you should. Area 45 is a fantastic program.
Okay.
No, it absolutely is. I always enjoy Rolling Woods.
It's funny. Before the show, we seen the audio. I'm like, oh, what they talking about right here? Me and Reggie had no clue. And then we played it. And like, oh, he talking about us.
He's talking about us.
Man, no, and I didn't realize, I guess Sean and Seth thought they was talking about them.
Oh, I think they were playing a game. I think they knew it was us.
Really?
Yeah. No, they were just trying to be, you know, be cognizant, thinking all the way through.
Me and Reggie like, oh, they talking about us. When you said radio host, I'm like,
Hey, wait a minute.
I thought you just in general. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I wonder who that's about. No, but absolutely a great show in the nighttime, 7 to 11 right here on Sports Radio 610. And I'm not just saying that. I quite do enjoy whenever I tap in with Bajani and Creighton. You absolutely should do that as well. But yeah, man, is it just you lean very heavily into Area 45 in this time period?
No, why not?
What has your attention? Because it's interesting because in Houston sports, it's kind of sliding into a little bit of a more calmer pattern, a little bit more of a calmer time. But there's things going on, and I do wonder, like, where does your attention go? Because there's a lot of things that are happening. And some of you guys are already weighing in on the text line. Somebody, you know, mentioning basketball. Somebody was asking me about hockey earlier. I don't know. Have you been?
Not really. I'll get in when it's closer to the Stanley Cup. But
They're in the second round.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. This is what's funny about this question and why I like it. You know how you know you're a sports sicko? Because this should be the time when, you know, maybe, you know, you whatever. And we do this some, you know, catching up on shows and all that stuff. But you fill the void with other sports. You know, that's where I am. Like, I've watched, you know, much more sports of things that I normally wouldn't plug into. You know.
So you were tapped into the Dynamo getting a 4-1 victory versus Phoenix.
I saw.
Phoenix Rising.
I didn't tap in, but I saw it. But Premier League. Premier League, I'm watching more than I ever have. But here, this is the most. This
what
is,
that sound mean?
Hey, salute to the Dynamo, man. Hey. Let's go.
But this is why I think that question you just asked is relevant. What an amazing opportunity the NBA has right now. Because,
dude.
I'm not trying to be hyperbolic or anything. Frankly, and you're listening to three guys here in this studio that are big, big, big basketball fans. And I'm not ashamed to say the last 3 or 4 years, I've been like, I'll watch it, I guess, or here and there or whatever. I'm totally plugged in because these NBA finals have been amazing. What, 6 out of 7 first round games so far? There have been like these huge the road team has won.
The first games in the second round. Yeah, it's been a lot of those, including, and I'm ready to hear it. I am ready to hear it. The Celtics did that thing again.
Yeah, they did.
You've had those comebacks. There's been, and it wasn't all Celtics, and we could talk about that more later, but, I mean, the New York Knicks have been really standing on the table. Like, the East is standing up because you got the Pacers over there with Tyrese Halliburton, who, I don't know if you knew this, but this season, he is 10 of 11 in, like, shots to tie or go up in the last 2 minutes of games. Like, he has just been a clutch maniac in a way where people have talked about him as being overrated. I think that there was like a player poll where he was voted the most overrated player or something like that. This has been a fascinating NBA playoffs this year.
But that's an opportunity, man.
And I do wonder, though, if like Houston sports fans are just like, man,
are you?
The energy that you had for the Rockets and, you know, the way that that ends and, like, obviously all the conversations about what this team is going to look like, mm-hmm. does that take it out of you where you're just like, man, I don't want to watch basketball, or did you lean all the way in?
Look, I think they're facing an amazing opportunity right now to kind of recapture some of that postseason magic. And we've all heard about ratings and too many threes and all this other stuff. What they're doing right now as a league is a crazy. I don't know if you knew this. You know, but before this season, there had never been a 60-win team in the NBA playoffs go down 2-0. This year, there's two.
Yeah. That's how I know. I'm like, oh, it's real. This is borderline March Madness type stuff. Yes.
And that's what people have said that they want is parity. I don't necessarily always mm-hmm. agree with that thought process mm-hmm. that people actually want parity. Like, we'll say it, and then we kind of want our dominant teams. We want that level of exerting your you know, talent over the other teams. But here you go. Like, there's a level of parity. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw the team come in the West, the Thunder, that, you know, far and away the best record in the NBA this year, lose their first game in dramatic fashion at the end of the game, and then mm-hmm. come back around and really lay it down in game two. So there's that in the NBA, but also over here in the NHL, mm-hmm. I mean, they are doing fascinating stuff. Shout out to both games yesterday that were one goal differences.
The Maple Leafs.
And the Maple Leafs got a victory.
That kind of came out of nowhere. I was actually in a bar, mm-hmm. and that game was on, and the Celtics game was on, and all of a sudden I heard, yeah! And I'm like, what's going on? Like, my first thought, somebody fighting? And I looked over, and they was watching again. I guess somebody hit a goal in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that was a few days ago. Wait,
no, that was yesterday.
Okay, mm-hmm. I might be mixing them up. But there was one of those games where there was a goal scored. I mean, both of those mm-hmm. won one in the third period. So, again, you have these competitive games. And then Mikko Rantanen, we talked about him in Winners and Losers of the Weekend because – he had a hat trick to help the Stars come mm-hmm. back and get their victory. And then he did it again, except he did what they call a natural hat trick. Are you familiar with this?
The natural hat trick.
Which is you score a hat trick, but you score three goals in a row. It's just you. Nobody else is scoring.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And he did that in order to get a victory yesterday. I think he's scored or assisted on their last 12 goals. Like, you just mm-hmm. have dominance happening over there. And then on top of that, one of the things that could have your attention is, are you tapped in with the Astros? Because, like, mm-hmm. you're in a different place than you have been recently. Like, the Astros are not the same dominant team. And I know even last year where you started slow, there was still an expectation coming in.
Yeah.
Like, now you have that season on the ledger in this one, and they have started a little bit slower than you would anticipate. Like, how tied in are you with that? Because I was just looking. I think Sam Warren posted this from the Houston Chronicle. And attendance is down for the Astros early on in the season.
Well, and that's interesting because our habit in my house, you know, my wife loves the Astros. She really does. And so we watch at least parts of every game. Like, it's just part of our routine. You know, let's see what the Astros are doing, or let's watch the Astros game. And then we see how much of it we stick with, depending on how the game is going. But the interesting thing is, I mentioned this to her yesterday because, you know, obviously we love the Astros, but there is more intrigue with the Astros this year. It's not an expectant thing with the Astros. Let's see who does. Let's see who creates the magic today. It's like almost like hate watching, but not hating. It's like oh, how are they gonna screw this up, or how bad is the offense gonna look this time? It's and I think a lot of fans do that. You start hate watching the team you love. You know, it's like or at least skeptically watch the team you love.
Are you hate watching any other teams? Because I think that some people have been tapped in and keeping up with the former Astros.
Mm.
And one of the ones that you can absolutely hate watch, if you want to say that, have you seen how Ryan Pressly has fared?
Not well.
Not well at all. In fact, earlier this week, Ryan Pressly, this is per Opta Stats, Ryan Pressly, the only MLB reliever to allow 8+ earned runs in a game, not getting out, and take the loss, which was a single, I mean, mm-hmm. since earned runs became a official stat in both leagues in 1913.
Oh, wow.
Like, Ryan Pressly has had,
on the wrong side of history.
If you would allow me to throw out another stat, that was in that game that he just absolutely blew up coming in out of the pen. But, I mean, another stat I could throw up there, Stuff Plus mm-hmm. is a stat that's
Hold
out there.
Hold on, you're making another one up.
I am not making
He's
that up.
He's making another
what
one
in
up.
In the world is this?
Just know.
That sounds like a pizza hut. Let me get the Stuff Plus.
I would get the Stuff Plus. The Stuff Plus sound good. What you mean? That feel like they put extra mozzarella in there.
I know that one's not real.
That is 100% real.
It's on the menu at Pizza Hut.
Without having to give you too much, right?
Stuff Plus.
That is right. I mean, with that being the case, he is the second worst pitcher in stuff plus this season.
Whatever that is.
It's a piece of that's what that is.
Like it has been really bad for
Since
Ryan Presley.
1913.
That's right. He's the only pitcher to give up 8 earned runs and not getting out and catch a loss.
Last pitcher to do that.
That's hard.
After
to do.
After the game, they asked him, "Hey, do you think there'll ever be a world war?" I mean, this was before World War One,
and just think about all the bad pitchers we've seen.
Oh my God!
And all the position players that pitched, yeah. They got outs.
Oh my God, they got outs.
And so, yeah, I'm just super intrigued as to where people are from the 281. They said during these quote unquote softer sports times in Houston, pay more attention to auto and motorcycle racing. Okay,
I could see that.
That's
okay,
because I know F1 is going pretty hot right now with the, you know, and the portion that I would think about in F1. Not saying it's the most important. It's just Lewis Hamilton switching teams over to Ferrari and the radio. I know I've seen a lot of the radio between those guys and how he's just downright frustrated with a new team from the 6-3-1. Playoff hockey is always fun to watch, and it has been that to a great degree. Someone else said, guess it's baseball, which, I mean, fair enough. It is there for you, and the Astros finding a way to at least be interesting, if not frustrating at times. And one of those things is just, why are they not scoring in the first inning, John? Like, they are just so bad at scoring runs
so
in the first.
So bad.
Thankfully, when they do, they can get a victory like they did yesterday, because they got, what was it, 3 early on in that game?
Yep, and actually without a hit. Two of them without a hit.
That's right. The first two without a hit. Mm-hmm. But yes, that could be a little frustrating. But yeah, I'm very interested in seeing. And somebody was just like, you know what? I'm just catching up on my shows, which I understand and I appreciate.
That's the best time to do it.
Yeah, we've been doing some of that. All right, Figgy, just real quick here. I looked up Stuff Plus.
Yes, it's a thing.
It's a metric.
Duh.
Developed by Eno Saris, a guy named Eno Saris. What do you think he looks and sounds like, old Eno?
He probably sounds like this.
Y'all being real jerks right now.
It's a metric that evaluates.
Man, you got to admit, what the hell is Stuff Plus, man?
I'll tell you exactly what it is, according to the Google machine. It's a metric that evaluates the quality of a pitch based on its movement, velocity, spin, and release point.
Did y'all want to hear all that, or did you just want me to tell you that there is a metric out there where Ryan Presley looked really, real bad right now?
That's better.
Did you get the point? That was what I was trying to get to. Y'all are the ones who brought this, the Pizza Hut and all this in there. That's on you.
Eno Saris.
I was just trying to point out that he has had a real problem.
Figgy, during the break, Google image search Eno Saris.
Oh, okay.
He looks exactly like you think he would.
Oh, from the 281, tapping into rugby. Hey, man, the Houston Sabercats is a fun time. Mm-hmm. Like, that is actually a great place to go and a great way to go about this, tapping in with them. And I imagine if you're tapped in with the Sabercats, you're probably tapped in with a lot of rugby. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you. But, yeah, let us know. What are the things that you got going? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Actually, this is another time because we're getting into our question of the day. Again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. What's the most embarrassing thing that you've ever done in public? Because speaking of the NBA games, Mitchell Robinson did one of those things that really get you clowned when you're a basketball player, which is an air ball. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.